Another month gone and another O'Connor Chiropractic podcast. Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton. I present on the radio station that is Your Harrogate. Perhaps you are listening to this very podcast via the website yourharrogate.co.uk or maybe from your favourite podcast site. Either way, thank you very much for spending time with us. In the last episode, if you missed it, number 6 in this series, we were chatting about chiropractic care for the elderly.
A lot of times it's not the age of your spine, it's the health of your spine. So it's that thing like with your teeth, isn't there? I always use that as an analogy. There's people in their 80s got their own teeth functioning really well, and then people in their 20s, they're rotting, they're falling out. Why? Because they're not taking good care of it. So it's always good to take care of it before. So getting chiropractic care when you're young is the best way of preventing those issues. But if you haven't, it still doesn't mean that we can't help.
And if you'd like to listen to the full episode or any others that we've done in this series, just simply click back and enjoy. So on to episode number 7. We thought we'd strip it back. Maybe you haven't yet ventured out on your chiropractic journey and you'd like to understand a little bit more about what it entails. Well, I can tell you from experience that the exam that O'Connor Chiropractic offer and do is incredibly unique. In fact, they pride themselves on it. It sets them apart from many other practitioners with regards to the amount of detail that they gather from you as the patient. And to explain a little bit more, I'm going to hand over now to Dr. Jason O'Connor.
So we take a really detailed history. We actually email out first and ask them to fill that in, you know, to speed things up when they come in. But we want to make sure that they've got time to fill it in properly, go through all the aspects of it. We've got their medical history, their trauma history, but we also know what type of work they've done, what sports, what hobbies they do, different factors over their life that can lead to where they are at that particular moment. So even back to their birth, was there any trauma then? As I say, any operations, mental trauma as well, because people don't appreciate how big a factor that has on the body, the central nervous system. So we get a very detailed history of that. Obviously, we want to look at particular parts of their diet, any kind of lifestyle stresses, the obvious things, yeah, smoking, drinking, you know, supplements. So we cover all of that, and also looking at their family health, if there's any contributing factors there as well. So we take all that information in, then I sit and go through that with them to ask further questions. So again, just draw out the right information we need to get to the root cause of their problems. Once we've done that kind of detailed history, then that guides the exam that we then do. So we very do a very tailored exam, and again, very detailed. We start off with lots of functional tests, a lot of things, simple things like getting them to stand on a scales, bilateral scale, to see how they're distributing the weight, because that can be a telltale sign that the nervous system is struggling to control gravity. So their nervous system is fatigued and they're now putting more weight on one side of their body than the other. We do another simple test like a grip strength, which is a dynamometer test, which again can pick up not only dysfunction in the arm, but also the cervical spine, the neck. So that can be one of the first signs when they start to lose grip strength, or to see how where they are the average strength, they're above or they're weak. We do full cardiovascular tests, so that will look at lung capacity. So we do like a digital spirometer test. We look at their blood pressure, their pulse rate. We also test things like their blood oxygen levels, because a lot of people very rarely have these tests done. They can be struggling, but can be no obvious symptoms. So some people come in with something completely different, and then we can pick up these quite significant challenges they may be having, and then refer them, you know, on to someone who can help them. So that's happened on quite a few occasions. The more kind of alignment tests we do, so we actually do a postural picture where it's like a digital picture we take from an iPad, and that is quite clever software, and it looks exactly where the tilts are in the body, whether one's shoulders lower, the pelvis is higher, the knees are hyperextended. So we do like a front view, a side view. We look at forward head carriage, rounded shoulders, and it actually measures those angles, which is great for us, because then when we start implementing changes, we can come back, redo the pictures and measure quite accurately how things are changing posturally. And it looks at the mechanical load through the spine, because we've talked about before about working positions using phones, iPads, and the heads creeping forward, where this technology actually measures that angle and actually works out the mechanical load. So if your head is, you know, say roughly 10 pounds, we've often had people, because of the forward head carriage, can be up to 30 pounds mechanical load, which again is huge in terms of how much harder that person's
massive,
muscles
isn't
work.
It? You yeah. kind of underestimate. It's really funny actually, because when we're always recording these podcasts, I'm always really wary of how I'm sitting. And I always think Jason's judging me. I need to sit up straight. Do you find that with your experience, when people come in, is the temptation to almost jump the gun a little bit and kind of think, ah, right, this is the problem? Or have you taught yourself to actually hang fire, let's do all of the tests, and then let's assess the patient properly?
Yeah, naturally. I mean, I've been a chiropractor 20 years, so I see these patterns quite early, and people think I'm magical or something. How did you know that? But actually, because you can see, it's like one thing leads to another thing. And by understanding these patterns and seeing what it does to the body, you can understand why they're getting their symptoms. But I never jump the gun or don't do the rest of the tests, because sometimes you'll pick things up that always surprise you. The human body is so amazing, so complex. So there's always surprises in there. So I don't get too complacent. I always look in full detail, follow through with all the tests. Just again, we're getting as much information, and also we're not missing anything.
I mean, roughly what sort of time scale are we talking for the whole process?
So the history taking and then those functional tests and the further tests we then do, which I'll go through in a moment, they take about 45 minutes to do. So I always say to people, allow an hour when they come in to see us, just so we can, sometimes people have got more history than others, but yeah, we aim to get that completed in 45 minutes, where I'll take all that information. So once we kind of do the postural tests, I then get my hands on the patient. So we kind of do balance tests, and was test or go marching test, heel to toe test, to see what their proprioception, their how their balance is working. We'll then do a series of neurological tests, looking at their reflexes, their skin sensation, because people start to lose, and then again unaware, they start to lose tactile touch, soft touch, vibrational touch, sharp touch. So we do a series of those neurological tests to pick up if there's any damage to the nervous system. From those tests, then that will guide me whether we're going to do maybe x-rays, because sometimes we need to get that extra bit of information and rule out certain things that can happen, again, which people have no idea that they're there. So we do digital x-rays on site. So again, that we'll do that immediately on that day to gather that information. So then I have that to present to them, usually in the next couple of days, to tell them what we've found. Now, another big test, again, that we're the only practitioners in this area that do it, is the nerve scans. So the nerve scans, which comply of three particular tests. One is a thermal scan. So it's an infrared thermography, which rolls up the spine, and it measures it each single level of the spine if there's any inflammation. And it's crucial in telling us the part of the nervous system that regulates organs, glands, blood vessels. So again, if the person's got a misalignment of the spine, what we call a subluxation, that will affect the signal going from the brain through the nerve, and you'll actually get a difference in temperature, skin temperature, on one side of the spine to the other. So it helps us locate exactly where that is. And that can be impacting that person's digestive system, their immune system, you know, their energy levels, so many other parts of the body, the reproductive system. So there's so many parts of the body we can potentially see interference with from that test. Another part of the test is a surface EMG, electromyograph. So this is mapping out the postural muscles of the spine. So we start from the base of the spine around the sacrum, and we go all the way up to the skull. And we're measuring the muscles on either side of the spine, and we're looking for the patterns of tone in the body. So we all need a certain amount of tone to keep us upright, otherwise we'd be like a jellyfish. But what we can pick up is if those muscles are overfiring. So we're getting contraction, tightness, tension in those muscles. We can also pick up muscles that are underfiring. So when the muscle becomes exhausted, it can no longer keep firing. So then we'll see that it's weakened and it's under firing. So again, we get a full map of what's going on with the spine there. And then the final one, which is really interesting, is something called a pulse wave profiler. Now, this is actually the same technology as a lie detector test, but don't worry, we don't ask you any pertinent questions. We look at your baseline. So you basically put your hand into the sensor, It's got three different sensors on, and it picks up heart rate, skin temperature, and sweat production. And we look at your baseline over 5 minutes, and we can measure the amount of stress your body's on in under. So it looks at whether you're in fight or flight, and whether you're overfiring your sympathetic nervous system, which is that fight or flight, or parasympathetic. Parasympathetic's really crucial. I always compare it, that's like the brake pedal that's slowing everything down. The sympathetic's like the accelerator, and it regulates things like digestion, immune system, healing, recovery. So that's, you know, absolutely crucial that we see what state their nervous system is in terms of their stress levels, because that will really dictate how well they recover. Because you could have two people presenting with exactly the same symptoms, same diagnosis, but if that one person is in substantial stress, they're going to take a lot longer to respond and heal than, say, to the other person whose nervous system is a balanced, relaxed state.
And do you find that when people come in, they're quite surprised how detailed these tests are? Are they expecting it, or are there many people who still come in and think that they're just going to be laid down and you're going to crack the back, as it were?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are pleasantly surprised, because, like you said, what they've experienced at other places is that, oh, where does it hurt? Oh, it hurts there. And they point to it and they get prodded. Oh, yeah, that's sore. And then treatment is started straight away. How do you know where that's coming from? What's causing it? How long it's been there? Is that the true problem? Because a lot of the times where we get symptoms in our body is not necessarily where they're coming from. You know, it's like people having a heart attack, they get pain down the left arm. If the heart specialist starts looking after their arm, they're in trouble. So my job is to determine, yes, you've got these symptoms, but why are they there? What's causing them? And how do we address that? Because otherwise we can patch things up. If we just look at symptoms, we can make someone feel a little bit better. But if we're not actually dealing with that person's long-term issue, we're actually setting them up to further problems down the line. We're just giving them pain relief while their actual true problem is continuing to worsen and become more chronic.
And I think it's important to mention as well, isn't it, that none of these tests, they're painless.
Yeah, they're completely non-invasive. We do these tests, like the scans that I just mentioned, we often do those on newborns. And it's absolutely crucial, actually, in children and babies, because they can't really give you the information. They can't describe what's going on. You're not going to get a newborn saying, oh, I've got this cracking headache on this right side of my temple, or, you know, I've got sciatica going down my right. They can't communicate any of that. So these tests are absolutely essential at picking things up. And also, what you remember is that less than 10% of nerve fibers are what we call sensory nerves. So they have the ability to perceive pain. So it's a common misconception, pinch, trap nerve, you know, oh, I've got a trap nerve. Most of the time when your nervous system's being compressed, impinged, you have no idea, because, as I say, over 90% control the organs, glands, blood vessels, muscles. So you don't get that feedback, which a lot of people think. And that's why I always say to people, get checked, because you don't know what you don't know. And a lot of people wait till they've got symptoms to then seek help. And most of the time then it's become quite chronic. It's quite well established in the body. So it's a bit like by the time you've got toothache, there's a cavity, there's a hole, there's decay. So often when people come and see me, by the time they've got back pain, there's degeneration, there's decay, there's muscle imbalance, there's quite a lot of compromise on the nervous system, which is also affecting multiple aspects of the health. And they don't know that. But the great thing with all these tests, we can measure their functional health. We can see where the issues are, and we can start giving them advice on that. So once I gather all that information and I've got that full picture of a patient, I can then, with my experience, get together a plan for that patient. I can accurately tell them that, from my experience, this with that severity of symptoms, that amount of deterioration, this is the likely schedule to get you back healthy, not just out of pain. You know, that, and that's the crucial thing for me. I want to get people healthy, and I want to keep them healthy, and I want to educate them so they can continue doing that for the rest of their life. And that's what it is at the end of the day. We all want to get the most of out of our life, and we want a good quality of life. And you can only do that with good health. I always say the most valuable commodity is your health. You know, you can be a millionaire, but if you haven't got your health, life's pretty miserable.
Absolutely. Yeah, couldn't agree more. How frustrating is it for you when people come in and you're sat there looking at the results and you're thinking, oh, if only this person had come to me 10, 15, even 20 years ago?
yeah, that regularly happens. And I think the average age someone comes to see the chiropractor is in their 40s. And I always say, imagine the average age you first went to the dentist in the 40s, what they'd find. Because the truth is modern life is very stressful on the nervous system, on the spine. You know, we all sit, we all use computers, we all use laptops, we all use phones. Most of us have an inflammatory diet. We don't do enough exercise, or not necessarily the right exercise. We've got a million and one things to do. So we've got all this stress going on. And the symptoms are the body's way of saying, whoa, things are not right. Do something different, change. But what we think is that the symptoms are the problem. And a lot of people can go years of, oh, I've been looking after myself, but actually they've not been really taking care of themselves. They've been managing symptoms and they've not actually been getting healthier. So this is what I really want to do, is say, well, we've got to address these health concerns and we've got to get you functioning better and in a healthier state, both physically, emotionally, and chemically. And you don't know how to address that unless you measure it in the first place. So that's why I say the most important part of what I do is the exam. It's doing that detailed history. It's doing all those functional tests, measuring it, then implementing the plan, and then remeasuring it. So our patients, every 3 weeks, they get retested. So we can see, right, this is where you are on day one, this is where you are now. So even if often when they start, they feel a bit worse, they feel a bit achy, feel a bit sore, because it's like if you started working out at the gym, do you feel brilliant straight away? You know, and the longer you've not trained, the worse you feel when you start again. But with time, as long as you're doing the right exercises, you will feel better, you will feel stronger, you will feel fitter, you'll start to feel more flexible. So when people come in with a dysfunctional spine, when I first start moving it and improving it, the health of it, it doesn't feel great, but it's actually healing, it's actually repairing, and they're actually making progress. So it's kind of understanding there's no quick fix. I think a lot of times people's ill health is an inconvenience for them. So they've got this stressful, busy life. Oh, I haven't got time for this. And they just want that instant quick fix. I literally have people calling us up. We're a busy clinic. We take care of a lot of people, and they'll call up and say, I need to get in today. And we're like, well, we're full today. Can we get him tomorrow? I can't wait that long. And I always find that funny, because I can guarantee their health problems didn't start that day. They've likely been there years, if not decades. And one more day isn't going to make a difference. But they perceive that it's an inconvenience. I haven't got time for this. And they're often chucking painkillers, or they're not working now and they want a quick fix. And they think, oh, a quick click by a chiropractor is going to undo a life of bad living, and it doesn't. And we're not there to judge those people, but it's actually trying to open their eyes to it and saying, actually, there's these concerns in these areas and we've got to address it from multiple angles. And not all at once, but we try and pick out, well, what is the biggest thing they need to start with? And maybe pick one thing, start doing this or start removing that from your lifestyle. And alongside the specific adjustments to the spine, when we start removing those subluxations, start taking the stress off the nervous system, the capacity of the body to heal, repair starts to increase. Because you also got to remember is our body is self-healing, self-regulating. We've got something what we call innate intelligence, an inborn intelligence. So it's always there to heal and repair you. But it's all coordinated through what? The central nervous system. So if that's interfered, if that's not healthy, the body can't self-heal, self-regulate. So often when we remove that interference, we start adding in some good habits. It's amazing how their body can shift from a very stressed, adaptive, sick state and start transforming into the healthier state that we're all designed to be in. We all deserve to be healthy. And we often don't think that, or we don't invest in ourselves. And is it because we feel we don't deserve it? We all deserve to be healthy, and we all need that right bit of, you know, support, help. And that's what I want to be, is to help people on those journeys. I almost get excited when I see someone who's come in and they often say to me, oh, I've tried everything, you're my last resort. And, you know, because I know that someone's not looked at them properly. I know that someone's not looked at them holistically, because everyone can heal. So if that person isn't healing, there's a reason and something's been missed. And, you know, it's a challenge to me to find out, right, where is this? It's like working as almost a detective. What's the key component, or what are the components that we need to address to help get this person back into what they're designed to be. We're all genetically designed to heal, repair. So it's figuring out, well, why isn't it happening? And just people don't realize how crucial the central nervous system is that. And that's a chiropractor's role. It's looking at the health, the integrity, the alignment of the spine, removing stress, removing interference, so the body can adapt and heal as it's designed to.
Just giving the body that opportunity. If you would like to challenge Jason and the team with maybe a health issue that you have, and you simply want to start this journey on chiropractic care. Also, Jason, just very quickly, it's important to point out that there's no pressure, is there, after you've had those tests. If for whatever reason that person decides, actually, I don't want to pursue this journey, they can walk away.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe it's human nature. We like to bury our head in the sand a little bit. Yep. So I would say get checked. Just get all the information, get all the tests, you know, get the x-rays. If what I'm saying makes sense to you, then do it. If it doesn't, then don't. But I think it's always vital to get that information, because a lot of people go through their whole life and they have no idea what's going on with their central nervous system, their spine. And it's the most vital, you know, I always say, what's the most important organ in the body? Brain, because it's running everything. How does it run it? Through your central nervous system. So it's worth getting that check to see how well it's performing. If it's performing 100%, brilliant. Maybe you want to keep it like that. But if it's not, and you've got challenges with your health, why not look at getting it improved? Why not look at seeing ourselves, so we see how we can guide and help you get back on track with your health?
If you would like to start your O'Connor chiropractic care journey, then you can find out more. You can get in touch with Jason and the team here at O'Connor Chiropractic on Station Parade in Harrogate by simply going to the website, which is o'connorchiro.co.uk. And in the next episode of the O'Connor Chiropractic podcast, what can we look forward to, Jason?
I want to educate people what chiropractic is and why would you choose chiropractic? Because a lot of people say, what's the difference between chiropractic and an osteopath? Or should I be seeing a chiropractor? Should I be seeing a physio? So I want to kind of address that and explain, well, why would you see a chiropractor? What do we actually do? And also the history of chiropractic, because that really has led to where chiropractic is and the difference between those other professions that you mentioned.
Well, we look forward to it. Thank you for your time once again, and we'll see you next time on the O'Connor Chiropractic Podcast.